And we're back with Worship Factory on KKLA 99.5 FM. That was the one and only Richie Garcia, the most dynamic percussionist in the world today, Rod Schreckengaust. Your friend?
He is my... Richie, let me ask you on the air.
He wants proof.
Are you my friend?
Yes, I'm your friend.
Yes.
I'll send you the bill later.
I think he did call you John, by the way. So.
Yeah, I know. He gets me mixed up all the time, but you know what? I love him anyway.
Rod.
Hey, can I just say something? I was doing my little Richie homework, and speaking of the word creative, and you're not just a creative person, but I love that on your website you have a place where you can, people can hire you over the internet, and you could do your own recording at your home and add your own part, and they're good to go. That's just another aspect that I see as, you know, a creative thinker. Yeah. Love that.
Well, yeah, I mean, as soon as you know, technology is incredible how it's become. I mean, everyone basically has, especially musicians, have a home studio. So, you know, the market changed. Now you don't go anymore as much to recording studios to record. So people can actually send you online a track, and they'll say, Richie, I would like for you to play whatever congas and timbales on this or whatever you hear. So you have it all set up where they send me the track online. I record the stuff, and I send it right back to them. And people say, well, how do you get paid? I say, well, then you establish like an account, like a PayPal or something, and they pay you online. And, you know, it all is business, and you're in your home. So I can be in my pajamas and be recording playing bongos, you know. So
get a couple of pictures of that.
No, I don't think so. But.
Well, it's innovative stuff like that, and I know we had mentioned Kickstarter with Matt Brower. It's creative in the business realm as well that we're talking about here, not just the music aspect of it, but business wise, there's creative aspects that you can consider.
Yeah, and I think collaboration has become a big thing these days.
Oh yeah,
and that's another angle to be able to do that. And get together with somebody.
In fact, Monique may need a percussionist here coming up with her new album and stuff.
Oh, okay.
You know, she's doing that concert over at Worship on the Lawn and His Way Church, in fact, August 14th. She may need some percussion there.
Yeah, I don't know. Do you know anybody?
I don't know. You may know somebody.
I always like to ask, how can we pray for you, Richie?
You know, I pray for how can you pray for me? That's... Well, just that I continue to have good health to be able to keep doing what the Lord has given me, the gift that He's given me, so that I can continue to travel and hopefully just through my example or through my words or through something that I may have done, I inspire someone to hopefully redirect their lives or correct some things in their lives that may not be going the right way.
Yeah, and you mentioned something that you might be a good influence. Of the people that I know who have come to the Lord, it a lot of times was not because a track was handed to them or somebody was walking with a sign. It was usually because like a family member or a friend was sharing how God was using, you know, was speaking to their lives. And it's just little moments, like you were saying, it just being a little example, just being encouragement. Those things are what I have seen make a difference in people's lives and turn their lives over to the Lord and go, that God is an option. I can consider trusting God like Richie did, or you know, whenever you share your story. But I love that that's a desire of yours to continue to be that salt and light.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, I've had students that have come, to me, and then they say, Richie, I mean, there's something about you that, you know, when I'm with you, I don't know. And then it's my chance to say a word or something of encouragement or, you know, I'll read something from the Bible. Check this out, you know, whatever. I found out that if I let it come from them, that they're seeking for something, then I'll say a word. But for me to come like, you got to come to the Lord and all this stuff, and I go, wait a minute, I think it'll push them more away.
So I
just hopefully by example, I can, have them either ask me or say like, man, look at Richie. Maybe I can follow the way he's doing or whatever. Definitely, I'm not perfect like all of us. That's why we need the Lord and we have the Lord in our lives. But, I guess in your life as you grow and your experiences, you grow a lot. Yeah. You know?
Well, and you have the opportunity not only to speak into your students' life, but you run across a lot of celebrities. And God calls us, you know, to be salt and light in every aspect, whether that's a student or whether that's a celebrity. Mm-hmm. Can you share your couple stories? from...
Yes, I bet he can. I just want to remind our listeners, we have Richie Garcia in our studios today. Yeah. Even my Spanish still isn't coming through really well. I need tongues, right? So it's just a blessing to have him in the studio. So, yeah, I know you shared a couple of funny things with us earlier. Break out a couple of
those. I'm just trying to think which ones now.
I just like that Stevie Wonder one.
Oh, I was doing a recording with Stevie Wonder at his studio in L.A., and we were standing around. It was a song with India Irie that he did with just about four or five different percussionists playing. So we were standing listening, and I was fixing something. So he was standing, and I just came and stood somewhat close to him. But I didn't say a word, and I didn't make a sound. I mean, I was, because everybody was kind of like, you know, listening to what he was saying. And all of a sudden, he just stretches his arm and grabs me by the neck. He says, "I know you're there." Okay.
His senses.
I said, wow, the ears are incredible. He probably felt the wind of me walking towards him. That's
absolutely.
That was
amazing.
So that was a funny story. I can't remember.
Any other tourist? Well,
Diana Ross. Yeah, you were talking about Diana Ross.
And on the tour.
About going on the tour and actually taking over the tour.
We were on tour with Diana Ross, and we went to Detroit, and she said, "I want to take the band, you know, to the Motown Museum, which is where it all began for me." So we're in a group, and we're walking through. They had a tour guide, and the tour guide is showing, "Oh, over here was the studio where they recorded a lot of the groups of Motown." And they had a display with three mannequins with dresses on. And he said, "These are the Supremes, and these are the dresses of the Supreme and Diana Ross wore." And she stopped the whole group. She says, "I never wore that dress." We were like, "Oh, okay." So then, and then we went to another section, and he was saying something. She says, "That's not true." She says, "You know what? You go in the back. I'm going to do the tour." So then she ended up showing us and telling us the story. So it was incredible to get the story of the beginning of the Supremes and Diana Ross. At the actual Motown
personal tour.
Yeah, the personal tour by her. So it was
gotta really love that.
And y'all listen to Worship Factor on KKLA 99.5 FM. I'm Kempton with Rod and Monique, and we are in studio with the one and only Richie Garcia. You know, I'd like to know a little bit, I'm sure our listeners would like to know, about some of the people you've played with along your journey as well, some of the names that you've played with and been able to have the fortune to share the stage with in your life.
Well, thank the Lord, I've had a very extensive career and a very varied career, which is, amazing. I mean, shall we say, my claim to fame, what I always say, was Frankie Valli in the Four Seasons. I played with him when I first graduated from the conservatory and recorded and did my first touring.
That's awesome.
So he was, you know, an important step, I guess, in my life. From there, I've worked with Phil Collins, I've worked with Sting, I've worked with Art Garfunkel, with John Denver, Tony Orlando and Dawn.
And this is the recordings or tours or a little bit of both?
I mean, there's so many people. I can't even remember in the Latin world. Tito Puente, Celia Cruz, Juan Gabriel, Rafael.
This is on their recording or touring
live,
or a little bit of both?
Live, doing show. You know, I kind of make my career being a substitute for many different percussionists and drummers. And so that helped me play with all of these stars. I was a percussionist, sub-percussionist on the Lion King show, on the Lion King, the play. Mm. I've played on a lot of films. There's so many artists that I can, you know, Christopher Cross was recent. I even play sometimes with a Persian group, and I've been to the Middle East, which has been really an experience, especially being a Christian and going to, I mean, I played in northern Iraq, surrounded by soldiers with machine guns.
Wow.
It's like, wow. And yet, my wife says to me, "Are you sure you want to go there?" I said, "You know, honey, I have the Lord with me. He says he's with me everywhere, then he's going to Iraq with me."
That's right.
I go, and I can tell you, I feel the peace of the Lord with me when I'm there, and there's all this, and you know, you can feel the tension, you can feel that's a war zone, and yet I feel like, you know, I don't know, I'm covered, you know, whatever, my guardian angel.
You know the same God that I know.
Hallelujah. Love that.
Hey, Richie, as we're getting ready to close out the segment, I just want to ask you to share your direction. Maybe you want to speak to some young artists out there. You've got something you want to encourage them in. And just if you would just share something with us, appreciate that.
Well, one thing I've always told my students that the Lord gives us each a gift, you know, and that it's our responsibility to take care of that gift and to study it and to dedicate time to it, and that the Lord will guide us in what steps we're supposed to take next. And if the Lord says, you know, you start in a church, then you play in a church. And if it takes you into the secular world, then the things you learn from the church and from learning about the teachings in the Bible and those things you take with you, and that all of that put together will make you a more rounded person and a more blessed person, I guess, would be the word.
That's great.
You know.
Thank you.
And you are listening to Worship Factor on KKLA 99.5, and that was the one and only Richie Garcia. We'll be right back with our Exposed segment.